Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from placing employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. CBS's Erica Brown gets us up to date.
More than 2,000 of the overseas humanitarian agency staff were to be placed on paid leave Friday just before midnight. But a U.S. district judge nominated by Trump during his first term temporarily halted the move.
We have to take some of these things apart to find the corruption. We found tremendous corruption.
The administration is planning to retain about 600 of more than 10,000 USAID staffers.
President Trump says he's revoking former President Biden's security clearance and ending his daily intelligence briefings.
Briefings are typically provided to former presidents, often as just a courtesy. Sometimes those former presidents want to keep up with some things that are going on in the world and some of those initiatives that they put in place. Briefings are usually offered to them on a regular basis.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi at the White House. The flu is hitting us hard this winter, as we hear from CBS's Alexander Tin.
This winter's second wave of influenza infections is now at the highest level it has been on record since the peak of the 2009 swine flu pandemic. That's according to figures updated this week by the CDC, tracking visits to outpatient providers like urgent cares and doctor's offices.
And then there's bird flu. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports Governor Kathy Hochul has had to close live poultry markets in the New York City area.
These are just simply measured, common sense steps that'll curb the spread of bird flu.
The markets will be closed for at least 5 days. During that time, no poultry can be delivered, and all unaffected markets must sell the remaining inventory, clean, disinfect the premises, and undergo a state inspection before they can reopen.
We have been vigilant and will remain vigilant so New Yorkers can go about their lives with peace of mind.
President Trump says Nippon Steel is dropping its $14.1 billion bid to buy U.S. Steel and instead will invest heavily in the company.
The president didn't really get into specifics, but he said that there will be a large investment. It's not going to be a majority stake investment, meaning that Nippon Steel wouldn't have control of U.S. Steel. But he also mentioned that he'll meet with the leaders of Nippon Steel next week.
CBS's Willie James Inman. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed laws today setting aside $50 million to help the state protect its policies from challenges by President Trump. $25 million is for the State Department of Justice to fight legal battles against the federal government. Another part of the $25 million will go to defending immigrants facing deportation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks get blown out. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee gave up 70 points in the first half and 45 points in the third quarter as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Bucks 144-118. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 35 points and 13 rebounds for the Bucks in the loss.
Everything was easy for them. Everything. Just got to be better. 150 points is not an excuse. Everybody got to look at themselves in the mirror and come next game and do better. That's pretty much it.
Milwaukee is back home tomorrow night to take on Memphis. College hoops, it was number 17 Wisconsin coming back to win over Northwestern 75-69 earlier today as John Tomjay scored 27 points. Tonight, number 9 Marquette takes on 25th ranked UConn at 7 p.m. on National Marquette Day. The Brewers avoided arbitration, signing catcher William Contreras to a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. Contreras will make $6 million this year with a club option for $12 million next season. Spring training begins later this month. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, And she said yes. And he said, it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, this is going in my diary. And Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 2 to 5 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. Right now it's 22.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Jake Tapper went off on what every American should know about the CBS lawsuit. This is awful. First, Trump sued ABC because George Stephanopoulos said that he was convicted of rape, when in fact the judge said, yes, he was convicted of sexual abuse, but it's, you know, any reasonable person would call that rape, or words to that effect. Stephanopoulos wanted to fight the lawsuit. ABC, which I believe is owned by Disney, didn't want to. They didn't want to piss off Trump. And so they gave him $15 million. And so then he sues CBS for a 60 Minutes piece where he says they were too friendly to Kamala Harris and too harsh on him. And so now CBS is trying to merge with Paramount, or Paramount buying CBS or whatever. I don't know the details of the deal, but this is something that had been held up by antitrust considerations, legitimately, I would say. And, of course, under normal circumstances, you know, Republicans, they don't care about antitrust, so they would just say, yeah, we'll just go ahead with it. No problem at all. But This is crazy. Now they're saying, oh, yeah, we'll pay Trump off, you know, if he'll let our merger go ahead. I mean, this is a bribe, right? CBS and Paramount are basically offering to bribe Trump. And probably NBC is next. And once he's got these networks cowed, they're going to start getting very, very nervous about saying anything that might, you know, contradict Trump or might challenge him, or Musk, for that matter, or make any of these people look bad. We're going to end up with state media, I fear, if we don't do something about this. Well, I'm not sure what we can do, frankly. But this just seems to me like really, really bad news. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has directed the General Services Administration to terminate every single media contract expensed by the agency. Basically the way this works is if you work in the federal government, you have, depending on which agency you work for, what you do, and, you know, your need to have access to news. And frankly, a lot of these people are like staffers for members of Congress, the White House, whatnot. You have basically a budget to subscribe to publications where you can get your news. Politico is one of them. That's the one that they're all focusing on. But there's a bunch of them. I mean, you can subscribe to CNN, you can subscribe to BBC, et cetera. Bloomberg. These are all subscription services. And, you know, people in government subscribe to these services so that they can, you know, find out what's going on. Well, Trump and Musk have said, you know, no, you can't anymore. That's the end of that. And this is the information about this has been around for a long time, but now, oh my God, they're subscribing to Politico. We can't have that. It's really quite incredible. And then finally, just to give you the details, this is from Marcy Jones over on Wonkett, the Wonkett Substack, and this is you know, based on a lot of reporting from Wired magazine. By the way, I went over to their website yesterday to renew my subscription to Wired, just by way of saying keep it up. Newsweek is also on this. Newsweek is reporting that this 23-year-old, his first name is Luke, is now listed in the Department of Energy staff directory as an information engineer. She notes, just some kid who can barely shave in the systems of the department overseeing our nuclear weapons. Nothing to see here. Oh, and now Doge kids are in the systems at the Consumer Fraud Protection Bureau and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Meanwhile, at the Treasury Department, Jonathan Bloom, the principal deputy assistant secretary for legislative affairs, has been claiming that all this access is only read-only. They can't break anything. But no, they're just lying. Reuters, points this out, that they have administrative access to the OPM computers days after the January 20th inauguration. I mean, this has been going on for a couple of weeks, apparently. At the same time that Musk and Doge have been over on Twitter nonstop bragging about how they're feeding USAID through the wood chipper. And now, apparently, Musk is reportedly, this again from Wonkette, Musk is reportedly building his own custom-generated AI chatbot for the General Services Administration. They're going to call it GSAI. And, like Grok, you know, the AI over on Twitter that 33% of the time, according to Wonkette, gives false information to its, inaccurate or misleading information to its users. This is just incredible. All of these billionaires that are pushing this thing, it's frankly shocking. And, you know, this is also of tremendous benefit to Musk and all the other his billionaire buddies, particularly if they can cut enough government programs, screw enough poor people, starve enough hungry people, that they can free up a couple trillion dollars for more tax cuts for the billionaires, which, Cory Mark Pocan, is their main goal. I think their main goal is to destroy the American government. I think they're ideologues who don't believe in government. They want to replace our government with a tech bro technocracy, where basically the government is run by AI and a CEO basically runs the country. And I think Elon Musk wants to be that CEO. He doesn't want to be president. He wants to be chief executive officer. Because CEOs are kings. Presidents are merely, you know, a position within a democracy that is subordinate to the people and that has to answer to the two other branches of government. But CEOs, they don't have to answer to anybody. So that's my take on it. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. George in Coarse Gold, California. Hey, George, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Regarding messaging, there's a word that we hear like every day, all day long. It's spelled D-O-G-E. And I would like to promote the idea of pronouncing it dodgy.
Well, you know where the word came dodgy, from?
From a Bitcoin or some kind
of... No. I discovered this years ago when Louise and I went to Venice. This was back in the 80s in Venice, Italy. And Venice used to be an independent city-state, and it was ruled by an autocrat, an oligarch. He was the richest guy, and he ruled Venice and the regions around it. And his title was Doge, D-O-G-E. And there's this huge palace in the middle of it's right next to St. Mark's Cathedral, in the middle of Venice, called the Doge's Palace. You can look it up. That's where the word came from.
Well, Tom, the reason I said that, do you remember when we got into the Iraq War, Tony Blair was promoting a dossier? They called it the Dodgy Dossier.
Yeah, I think that was
British, and it really works
slang.
when you're reading an article and you see that word and you say dodgy, it really works. It works for everything. It says must dodgy organization, you know,
yeah.
and it all works.
Yeah, I like that, George. I'll try to remember to start doing that. That's
oh,
a good one.
And also, as soon as he fired all the inspector generals, he should have been impeached.
I agree.
Thank you.
I absolutely agree. These are the guys who look for waste, fraud, and corruption, and Trump gets rid of them. Why? You know, because he's planning waste, fraud, and corruption. Come on, this isn't rocket science, George. Thank you. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So Marco Rubio says, yeah, they're going to kill off USAID. This is obscene. This is just obscene.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
G Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So we've cleaned up our diet, we've removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, and why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite product or line of products are their sleep products. Once you try them, you'll want 100% money-back guarantee. You can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. And the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, code TOM for 20% off.
Trump shut the gates, locked the doors, took the food from the kids, left the poor on the floor. Said, if you can't pay, you don't belong. While his friends count gold and toast to the con. He's tearing it down, brick.
Welcome back. By the way, the song you just heard and all the other songs are available over on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. And just look for Louise and Tom Hartman as the artist. And we do not assert copyright. You're welcome to republish them, put them anywhere you want, share them with your friends, download them, put you in your music. I think some of them are pretty cool. So what's on your mind today, Marty in Wixom, Michigan? Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm really glad to hear about that with the music. That's terrific.
Cool.
The reason for my call today is that I have a suggestion for a strategy to help counter Musk's widespread attack on federal government employees, programs, and agencies. Mm-hmm. And along with that, a request for something that you might be able to do to help with that, in addition to the tremendous work you're already doing, of course. The basic gist is that while Musk and Trump have a number of underlying nefarious objectives with these attacks, and I agree with you that part of that is that Trump may actually want to hurt America, unfortunately, the primary public-facing rationale they use is that because of our terrible budget deficit, we can't afford to do these things and employ all these people. We just can't afford it.
Right.
Musk is using Steve Bannon's old strategy of flooding the zone by launching multiple simultaneous attacks. Then just play whack-a-mole and try to counter each individual attack with particular logical arguments. I think Dems need to also counter Musk's attack by going after their fundamental rationale that we have to slash these programs because we can't afford them. Dems need to repeatedly emphasize that the reason we have this bad budget deficit is 50 years of huge Republican tax cuts for corporations and the rich.
Right. If you add up the impact of every tax cut that was passed by Ronald Reagan, he had three major ones, the two big ones by George W. Bush, and the one by Donald Trump in his first term. If you just add up those five or six tax cuts from those three presidents, it's more than $35 trillion, which is our deficit right now, or 36.
Exactly, exactly. And if we fix that problem, we can afford all of these federal programs that Musk is attacking to help people and more.
That's right. But then the billionaires will have to pay their fair share, Marty. They're very upset about that.
Well, this is where my request for you comes in. I know you've often written in detail about this history of Republican tax giveaways to the rich.
Yeah.
How damaging that's been.
Yep.
I'm wondering if you already have or could produce a brief one-page summary of talking points to make that specific connection. In other words, all of Musk's terrible attacks are completely unnecessary if we eliminate those huge Republican tax cuts for the rich.
Yeah.
I think having that asset widely available would really help all of us out here trying to oppose the Musk attacks.
I, you know, the best way for me to do that, Marty, and thanks for the inspiration, is to write another op-ed about that for Hartman Report, because those things get republished over on Common Dreams and Raw Story and the New Republic.
Yep.
So, and I can do, you know, they can be brief. They can be, you know, short enough that they print on one or two pages. So thank you.
No, I think that'd be really helpful, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I've done this before in long form with the kind of new Santa Claus theory and all that kind of stuff, but thanks for the inspiration, Marty. I'll seriously consider that this weekend. Thank you. Joe in Cupertino, California. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm fine. I hope you are, too.
Great. I'm still a little under the weather, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to share something with you and our community here. I just thought of, I've been in despair, as you imagine, for the last couple of weeks, but trying to do something constructive. And an idea came to me by way of a seminar that I was attending. And in some areas of the country, they let prisoners vote. They let people in the prison vote. And I thought, well, wait a minute, that's kind of strange. But apparently, you know, there's a large population of incarcerated people that are eligible to vote, but because they're incarcerated, there's not a real outreach.
Right, it's mostly in former Confederate states that they don't let former felons vote.
Right, but these are not necessarily felons, but people with misdemeanors that are just by mm-hmm. virtue of the fact that they're serving time,
right.
are in jail or incarcerated. And so in some places they allow that. But I think it would be great if we could get, because this would be something that each state would have to do, I would imagine, is because states set up the voting, who votes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the registrars go out and they, petition the wardens to participate in this process so that when they re-enter society, they feel like they're vested. And they let, in some states, they let the inmates run the election, and they are actively involved. And you can imagine you have a pretty captive audience behind bars. I bet they read that whole pamphlet, and I would be, in my opinion, but they're probably more liberal voters in the prison system than there are.
You'd be surprised. There's a huge white supremacist contingent within our prison systems that is extremely pro-Trump.
I still think that people that are incarcerated deserve a voice, and I think that it's really important that if we're going to get change in this country, we have to try to increase the voter output.
I agree, Joe.
One way of doing that.
Yeah,
and
great
I just
idea.
Wondered if, you know, other people.
Great
other
idea.
People could reach out to their state representatives and discuss that. Maybe we could get the ball rolling.
Right. You can also reach out to your local prisons and offer to volunteer. You know, it's fascinating. Thank you, Joe. Great idea. Appreciate it. It's, we're hitting the bottom of the hour, 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Even as the Trump administration was taking the signs off the Washington headquarters of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which has humanitarian efforts around the world, a federal judge is temporarily blocking them from placing several thousand employees on leave. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
We know Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said the U.S. will restart some kind of aid, but we don't know what, when, or how.
President Trump is getting back at his predecessor, as CBS's Erica Brown reports.
Friday night, President Trump posted on Truth Social that he was immediately revoking former President Biden's security clearance and intelligence briefings. He said he's making the move after Biden ended his intelligence briefings in 2021.
CDC says this year's flu outbreak is the most intense in 15 years. 12-year-old Alexander Cantor in Ardsley, New York, has it and is miserable.
I think I caught the flu from a recent gymnastics competition because we were touching a lot of the same things.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example.
The Bucks get blown out. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee gave up 70 points in the first half and 45 points in the third quarter as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Bucks 144-118. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 35 points and 13 rebounds for the Bucks in the loss.
Everything was easy for them. Everything. Just got to be better. 150 points is not an excuse. Everybody got to look at themselves in the mirror and come next game and do better. That's pretty much it.
Milwaukee is back home tomorrow night to take on Memphis. College hoops, it was number 17 Wisconsin coming back to win over Northwestern 75-69 earlier today as John Tonjay scored 27 points. Tonight, number 9 Marquette takes on 25th-ranked UConn at 7 p.m. on National Marquette Day. The Brewers avoided arbitration, signing catcher William Contreras to a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. Contreras will make $6 million this year with a club option for $12 million next season. Spring training begins later this month. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 2 to 5 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. Right now it's 22.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I've got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get that special discount. 20% off on your first order, and your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Just go to fieldofgreens.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, fieldofgreens.com.
Solid ground where facts were bricks and truth was sound, but now the tides have turned to lies, the truth drowned under darkened skies. A million screens, a million tales spun from webs where reason fails. We're chasing shadows, losing sight of what's wrong and what's right. America's post-truth plunge.
Six minutes past the hour. It's in and goes weekend, picking up your calls on whatever's on your mind. John in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
Oh, I am doing all right, but I had a really nasty nightmare last night that America was being attacked. I think it was the sound of the big trucks and snowplows going by me while I was sleeping. Mm. Needless to say, I woke up, it was hard to get back to sleep, and I started thinking, what can we really do? Mm-hmm. And I heard everybody calling about boycott this, or we need to have a national strike day, and like our leaders are not feckless, they just don't have the power to do anything. So I got to think, what can we do? Now, I looked at the size of all those protests, state capitals and stuff over the weekend, or just Wednesday, it was Wednesday.
Right. Mostly on Wednesday.
We got Elon
on Tuesday.
Yeah, but I think we need to repeat that, but switch locations. Shut down all Tesla production facilities, all SpaceX facilities, any building that houses any offices for Twitter, and maybe shut down a few Amazon distribution centers.
Yeah, those are all private property, John. You
have access roads that go to them that you can shut down that are public property.
Yeah.
I thought about that. No, you can't get on the facility, but you can certainly, instead of like shutting down a freeway, can shut down the road that goes there.
I get it. I have a feeling that the heavy hand would come down on you pretty quickly. I get what you're saying, John.
Yeah, you're going to get arrested.
This tactic has been used in other venues. You know, yeah, you're going to get arrested. If you're willing to get arrested, okay. John, thanks for the idea. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Let me get you off speaker.
Thank you.
So I don't drive everybody nuts listening to it. I can get you to pop up.
Yeah, I'm here.
A couple of comments. I was listening to the gentleman that called earlier. He was talking about contacting the NFL the other day, and I don't know where he wound up, but the number for the NFL takes you to information about their revenue sources. If you're having trouble on Amazon, if you're having trouble on any particular program, if your bill's not right, there is no customer comment section.
Really?
They're just looking at making money. So what I did and what I would suggest is what a lot of pressure has been put on different businesses over the years, start going after their advertisers. Which is what I did. I identified who all the advertisers that I could find for the Super Bowl, and certainly I didn't get all of them. There's got to be more than the 8 or 10 that I found, and send something off to their customer service departments and tell them that you're not going to support their products if they support what the NFL did by taking a good and worthy message out of the end zone. It's childish and it's foolish and it's silly, but they did it because of the guy that's attending who's childish and foolish and silly.
Yeah, I get it.
So by going after them, the thing that I originally wanted to call you about, there's not a lot that I know that I can do at this point. I've been doing this for years, though, and I certainly have stepped it up in the past couple of weeks. I've been sending something to my elected representatives through email, both of my senators and my rep. I don't think that they actually sit down and hard read everything that you're sending them. I'm sure they're sorting it out by the subject that it goes into.
No, they have interns who do that. And then they compile basically spreadsheets saying, we got this number of comments about this and this number of comments about that.
Yep, but if they're not getting the comments, they're able to ignore the fact that things are the way they are, and they're not held liable to the populace.
Mm,
it's something that you can do, and literally to contact you write to the first one, copy and paste the message from the first one into the other two,
mm-hmm.
and it takes me less than 10-15 minutes, and I've done it days that I've done it a couple of times,
yeah.
where something's gotten stuck in my craw.
Yeah.
One other thing. Too many people that I know continue to claim that they can't find good news. And I think that there's bad news that's out there, and I think it's very easy to identify. But even when you listen to a source that you think is good news, and I consider myself somebody that's pretty picky about the stuff that I put into my brain, if you aren't looking at something with a jaundiced eye, a modicum of suspicion all the time, I think yourself a disservice. And it doesn't take a lot of work to go out and research what somebody says to you if you're questioning it. Too many people want to be spoon-fed what we're perceiving as news now.
Yeah.
And it's not news. It winds up being propaganda. And once you've done this a few times, it doesn't take a look at those same places that you vetted out the information. And sometimes it might just be a case that somebody wasn't trying to put a misleading item into a news story.
Mm.
It might just be that the timeliness of it hasn't caught up,
yeah.
and that you're able to look at something and say, oh, but we know more information now. That doesn't make it wrong. That just gives you the satisfaction of knowing that you're putting things into your brain that are of the best quality.
Yep. Yep, I get it. I get it. Mike, thank you for that.
Hey, one last thing really quick. I didn't know this. I love to cook. In fact, I'm making some chili right now. I didn't know this until the other day. You can freeze eggs.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
They're good for up to a year. People can find it out online. They tell you to put them into an ice cube tray. An ice cube tray will not hold an egg, a large egg.
Yeah.
But you can use a cupcake tin lined with plastic and then wrap them up, freeze them, throw them through the vacuum sealer. And if you get a deal on eggs, you've got eggs that'll last you for a year.
Fascinating. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. Howard in Orange County, California. Hey, Howard, what's on your mind today?
Hey, bud. I'm predicting we're going to suffer terrorist attacks in this country.
As a result of Trump's proposal about Gaza?
No, just because all of the agencies that protect us have been decapitated, and their staff, their employees have been purged, and the whole world is watching us, and they know that we are... almost unprotected now. So the pardon and their buddies do it domestically,
mm-hmm.
and organizations in other countries that don't like us will be here.
Yeah, I get it, Howard. I get it. And now that Pam Bondi has shut down the foreign influence. Working group or project or whatever it's called over at the Justice Department at the FBI, we've kind of blinded ourselves, and that doesn't seem to be like a good idea at all. Say what?
Yeah, the whole world knows what's going on here.
Yeah.
And they're going to take advantage of it.
I think you probably are right. Howard, thank you for the call. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump and Elon Musk would really rather you to know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It starts with a spark, a fire in the night, a lie that's told to dim the light. Fear spreads fast and truth takes flight while shadows grow, feeding on fright. They call it emergency, strip away your voice, twist the laws, give you no choice. From fear and hate, they build their stage, unleashing monsters fueled by rage. The playbook's old, but the scars are new. History echoes, we've seen this through. With every word they cast their spell, a spiral down, a path to hell. This is Trump's monster playbook, written in deceit. Takes the throne and we're left alone.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. So, Elon Musk has compromised our national security, in my opinion. This is a guy who is in touch with Putin almost on a daily basis.
Well, we don't know that, Alfredo. He apparently has been in contact with him over the last couple of years, according to published reports. But daily basis, where do you get that?
Well, you're right. Maybe I'm exaggerating. But yeah. My point is this. He has basically crashed into the Treasury Department, and he has access to basically all this sensitive information or Social Security and all private information. Who's to say he's not going to hand this information to Putin and his trolls to hack all?
Concern of all the federal payroll records. That includes all our spies.
Well, yeah, I'm absolutely terrified. And another observation is this. All the protests that I have seen so far, I have not seen a single Trumpist or a MAGA protester countering this protest.
No, there have been no counter protests, which is pretty weird, actually.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. So, okay, that was my comment.
I wonder if the MAGA people are as freaked out as we are. Apparently not. I mean, you know, from what I heard from this talk show host this morning on CNN, a conservative out of Iowa, but who knows? Alfredo, thank you. Brian in Minneapolis. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
There needs to be a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions. And this applies to all financial institutions. And if a person's mortgage or loan or rent was current on February 21st, 2025, it would be protected.
Why is that?
No, just pardon?
Why?
Well, as you said, these oligarchs are sitting. If Trump and Musk are successful in confiscating the U.S. Treasury, then all these properties and stuff, people's cash flows are going to get interrupted. They're going to lose. They're going to be delinquent on mortgages. They're going to be on rent. And as you said about a week ago, the oligarchs are waiting to crash this economy, and they'll buy the whole works. This is exactly what happened in the 1980s in the farm crisis.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, Reagan had two major recessions during his 8 years. And Republicans just love to have recessions because it really helps out the donor class.
Right. And these, with 66 million people receiving Social Security benefits and 40% of those 66 million, that's their only source of income.
Yeah. Yeah. It's grim stuff.
They're
in the Social Security Administration right now. Trump's teenage kids are hackers are in the Social Security Administration today. So, and they got into Medicare yesterday. So get ready and keep track of your benefits. Brian, thank you. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I try to listen to more than one news broadcast and one channel, and I try to surf the information stream out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly amazed how these Republican elected officials fornicate over Trump.
Yeah. He's doing the things that Republicans 20 years ago were accusing Democrats of wanting to do. You know, that they want to be autocrats. They want to suck up to our enemies. They like the Soviet Union, you know, all that kind of stuff. Trump is doing the stuff Republicans used to freak out about. He's exposing our secrets. He's weakening our national security. That's what they used to say about Bill Clinton.
And there is not a one of them that has gumption past January 7th to say anything negative about Trump.
Yeah.
Negative about Trump. And I don't know how you can justify this fornication when you wouldn't raise your children this way. You wouldn't talk from your neighbors.
Yeah.
But they'll go on TV, they'll get in front of a microphone and profess their love for this man who has no scruples.
Just like the Conservative Party did in Germany with Hitler in 1933. Oh, yeah, he's a little eccentric, but we can work with him, and he's really kind of on our side, and we need to be paying attention. Now, I agree with you, Earl. Earl, thank you so much. Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Going back to October of 2023, Hamas attacks Israel. Hamas has been wanting the Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip for I don't know how long, but they have been.
Why?
They know that that's just my theory, that they know that by attacking Israel, they know that they can goad Israel into attacking them, and they know that they're embedded in the Gaza Strip, and they're going to consider the Palestinians to be collateral damage. And of course, in my mind, Netanyahu doesn't care about the Palestinians either.
No.
And we got sucked into it, of course, because we're an ally of them.
Yeah.
Is there anything I'm missing here?
No, I think you've got it. I don't think that Hamas expected the ferocity of Israel's response. I don't think in their wildest dreams they thought that Netanyahu would destroy 90% of all the buildings in Gaza and kill 40, 50,000 people. But, you know, he did, and here we are. So
They didn't count on us being an ally of theirs and that we would support them.
Yeah, no, I get it. Jerry, thank you for the call. Well, we're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you with more of your calls here and more of the news of the day on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining the FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow is off this week, so get used to some Bach in the Dock, Greg Bach and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Monday through Thursday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. We'll be right back.
the Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, has temporarily stopped Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force from dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development, ordering a halt to pulling thousands of staffers off the job. But CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us the administration's action is already having an effect.
The real-world impact, you need only look at the 500,000 metric tons of food aid and some drugs that are already sitting on ships and ports unable to be delivered or unloaded because there are no workers to deliver it. 30 metric tons sitting in the Port of Houston alone. This seems the opposite of increasing efficiency.
President Trump has revoked former President Biden's security clearance and ended his daily intelligence briefings. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has more on that.
Briefings are typically provided.